Now, Chelsea,
let's hear it.
We are going to continue our saga of looking at how rich people deal with their emotions, having bought all the land directly next to the water that is slowly rising.
Okay.
And what we have tagged rich people's emotions. And yes, it's spelt the way you expect it and probably read in the title.
I do like it.
Today, we head over to sunny California and just see a very different situation. And I just love that, like, these cases are all so unique from one another.
Okay, but what's different? Like, let me speculate. Is it the way they don't want to give up their property? Are they actually letting the help to become public somehow? Are they... Is there a cliff, like, giving way for them to fall in? What makes it different?
Let's read the article. Have they just accepted that they are now underwater beings? I actually know the answer, so I shouldn't speculate too much. So... this one comes from the LA Times. It's written August 13th, 2024 by Jack Fleming. Billionaire accused of stealing sand from Malibu's Broad Beach, lawsuit says. California's beaches are public, but on the sands of Malibu, one billionaire has been accused of stealing a slice of paradise, or at least a few scoops of it, for himself. A lawsuit filed last week alleges that Mark Adonaggio, billionaire businessman and owner of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team, has been using excavators to dig up sand from Broad Beach and carry it back to his house as part of an ongoing construction project. Here's a quote. This case is about private property owners using a public beach as their own personal sandbox and the disturbing conversion of a public natural resource for a nearby homeowner's personal private use, end quote, the lawsuit says. The suit was filed by Adonaggio's next-door neighbor, James Kohlberg, son of Jerome Kohlberg, who founded the global investment company Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts & Co. So another billionaire. Kohlberg's lawyer accuses Adonaggio's construction team, Jilk Heavy Construction, of operating enormous excavators in tidal zones, leaking oil, and exposing local marine life to potentially hazardous byproducts. The suit alleges that the construction restricted public access to the entirety of the beach. Adonaggio bought the Broad Beach home for $23 million in 2007, a decade later. He picked up the neighboring property and empty lot for $6.6 million. In March, the Brewers owner obtained a permit to repair a damaged section of seawall, according to the lawsuit. And in June and July, excavators allegedly began dragging sand from the beach onto his private property and also left gasoline residue in the water and sand. Adonaggio's attorney, Kenneth Ehrlich, said his client's company, 2XMD Partners LLC, has acted in 100% compliance with all its permits. Here's a quote from them. 2XMD is in the midst of a fully permitted emergency repair of the property to protect it from the ocean's forces. It has secured all permits necessary for the repairs from the city of Malibu and LA County, as well as thoroughly vetted all contractors and subcontractors involved in the project. End quote. Ehrlich wrote in a statement. The lawsuit, which accuses Adonaggio of public nuisance, private nuisance, and violation of the California Coastal Act, calls for a stop to the construction, for the sand to be replaced, and for fines to be issued. A disputed stretch of sand sits just east of Lacusa Point in Broad Beach, a hyper-exclusive enclave where celebrities and business tycoons spend tens of millions of dollars for homes right on the water. Over the years, the beach has been battered by violent storms and high tides, leading to significant sand depletion. And in 2015, high-profile residents, including Dustin Hoffman, Ray Romano, and Pierce Brosnan, committed to a $31 million restoration project to bolster the beach's sand. In the last few decades, Malibu has emerged as one of the priciest pockets in the country. Earlier this year, Oakley founder James Jannard sold his home there for $210 million, the priciest home sale in California's history. During that time, as the ultra-wealthy cram bigger and bigger homes into Malibu's rugged mountains and along coveted beaches, the community has become the centerpiece of a debate over development versus preservation and the government's role in maintaining California's natural beauty. End of article. Somewhat the same as everything we've been looking at, but it's also got just like its own unique emotional issues in it, hey?
Yeah, I love how the billionaires are like getting upset.
No, and at the end of it, it's a public beach, but it's a millionaire public beach or a billionaire's public beach. Like, you saw the names of people who are restoring it, it's because they use it. So you know it's too hard for non-local people to actually get there for it to be a real public beach.
Yeah, and plus it's a different kind of beach. It's a billionaire beach.
Also, there's just a beautiful photo of the digger. And sorry, I call it a digger just because out of habit. An excavator doing its work here. No, it's just, that's the excavator taking the sand.
Let me see it.
It's there.
Here.
Can you see it?
Where'd you put it?
I'm sharing my screen.
Oh, hold on.
Like, it's just kind of hilarious. It's very, the excavator is very fish out of water in this photo.
I like this photo.
He also appears to be stealing ocean as well from the public beach.
That's funny. I mean, it's funny that they're arguing, but I don't really have an opinion about this one.
Yeah, it's less, I don't know, it's hard to say where to fall. Like, obviously it's a public beach, so you shouldn't be taking from it, but it's also an exclusive public beach. Yeah. And it's two pissed off billionaires at each other.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think that's the funniest part of it. But really, I stand not with one billionaire or the other billionaire. I stand with no billionaires.
Okay. Well, that's always a good place to stand for the orcas threaten less in that general vicinity, I think.
Mm-hmm. I got to see that. I don't want to be on their hip.
Probably just outside of that picture is a lurking orca just waiting for the right opportunity to get in there and just do what he needs to do to that excavator as well.
I can only hope.
And I'm sure that other billionaires are dealing with their emotions in perfectly constructive ways as they lose their waterfront. Actually, you know what would be an interesting place to try to see if there's anything is Hawaii, just because they do have so much beachfront property.
I wonder. No,
and they
I
seem to have a lot more rights with regards to their beaches.
Until we started this category, which I don't think it's technically a category, but I never realized there was such an issue with the beaches going away.
Well, and this is just one of those climate change issues that is secondary to the whole thing of the climate's changing. So this is one of the things that's going to be hit.
The beaches are going away.
Oh, yeah. Some states are sinking. There's definitely, like, islands that are basically non-existent anymore. There's definite changes that are happening.
Oh.
And I'm sure within these 48 hours, if you just stare at the ocean long enough, something will happen climate-related. So that's your project for the next 48 hours, and then we'll see you here. Bye.